we're going to turn to Renee Hobbs for some solutions. She heads the Media Education Lab at the University of Rhode Island. Renee, what is the impact of bullying on students' health and their ability to learn?
Well, Mike, and we know that about 25% of teens age 11 to 18 experience some kind of cyberbullying. And that's the kids who are willing to report that they experience that. And there's a lot of impacts. It affects kids sleeping. It affects their attention. It affects their self-esteem. And it really contributes to a climate where, you know, without respect and trust, it's really hard to create a learning environment.
Will mentioned some of the potential reasons why an app like Yik Yak is so irresistible to a lot of kids. What's your take on that?
It's kind of developmentally normal to experiment and use social power. Yik Yak is just another way that kids are exploring how to use their social power to shape their understanding of themselves and the social reality around them.
How should this topic be discussed in schools? What do kids need to know?
Well, one thing we know doesn't work. Principals can't tell kids not to use it, and pointing fingers and preaching doesn't work. One thing that teachers have started to try to use, which I think seems to be pretty effective, is creating opportunities for having a real dialogue about situations where people are using social power in more or less responsible ways. There's a wonderful curriculum called Sticks and Stones by Emily Bazelon that really presents different kinds of drama, different kinds of digital drama that happen in middle schools and high schools, and ask kids to reason through the causes and the consequences, because kids don't always think through those things. But I think the most interesting thing I'm seeing comes from a really cool website called Bystander Revolution. Bystander Revolution uses short videos that feature pop stars and celebrities talking about their experiences with cyberbullying. And the practice that I think has the most potential is something that's called the weekly stand. Imagine a high school kid getting an email or a text message every Sunday night saying, "This week, let's see if we can use the power of social media. Let's see if we can use the power of Yik Yak for creating a climate of love and trust. So this week, use Yik Yak to tell someone, you're awesome." It turns out that when we give teens the opportunity to take responsibility for establishing a warm and trusting school climate, that many teens really rise to that opportunity. And I think empowering teens to do that could be the best antidote to Yik Yak we have.
Are schools getting better at having real conversations about this rather than trying to shut these apps down?
Schools are trying to get better at talking with kids about their online social responsibility. And the term of art these days is digital citizenship. That idea that kids need to learn how to be responsible in online worlds as well as in face-to-face environments is kind of challenging. In the advent of high-stakes testing and Common Core, the question many teachers ask is, where do I put this? How do I have time for this? So usually it's a crisis that precipitates a school or community to invest in providing digital citizenship opportunities. And the best of those are ones that are discussion-based and that aren't blame-focused and don't use a just-say-no approach.
And what can parents do, short of spying on their kids or shutting down the internet?
Well, most teenagers say that their parents are fearful about what they do online, but not particularly well-informed. So right now, the apps that our children will download on their smartphones are all come with a rating. So one thing I would do as a parent is start to look at the ratings of the apps that are on my kid's smartphone. And that will automatically start a good conversation. Yik Yak is rated for 17 and up. So social media is here to stay, and I think parents can help by being as well informed as they can about the new apps that are create anonymity and create opportunities for misuse.
And I guess one lesson is to not talk about technology as the enemy, tempting as that may be sometimes.
when we stand on a soapbox and tell kids this stuff is bad or I never had it when I was young, that only makes kids feel more protected and more special. And part of the reason why kids are moving away from Facebook and on to these anonymous sites is they are seeking opportunities to experiment with their social identity when we parents aren't in the room. Right? So we don't want to turn that into the problem because we want our kids to grow up to be independent and healthy young adults. We just want to make sure that kids recognize that we care about them becoming responsible communicators.
Renee, thank you so much.
It was great to talk to you, Maiken.